Now, there's a difference between snake bite and snake envenomation. The one is the snake bites you and nothing's going to happen. It could be a non-venomous snake, or it could be a venomous snake that has just not decided to inject venom. Hulle kan self besluit. Hulle kan besluit hoeveel kan hulle gee of wil hulle gee op daai stadium. So if it's a really angry black mamba in the roof of a house, it's 40 degrees in the low veld, your chances of what we call then a dry bite is very skraal. Now you'll have to look at the three major symptom groups or symptom types. We call them syndromes. The first one will be a cytotoxic type of syndrome, and that is at the site of the bite. You are immediately going to start burning. You'll have that hot, hot, hot burning sensation. Then you know you have been envenomated. It is immediate. Second to that is what, you know, these cobras and mambas, the snouted cobra and the black mamba here in the low veld, is the neurotoxin. And that's affecting your nervous system. It might take a little bit longer to show the first symptoms, but within 5 to 10 minutes, you will know you will start to get dizzy, and it causes what we call a progressive paralysis. So eventually it's going to start looking like the guy has been out very late on a Saturday night. He's going to be droopy. He's going to have tingling sensation in his extremities. He's going to drool like a boerboel. His eyes, pupils are going to be wide, wide open because it's starting to relax and paralyze all the muscles slowly. When I say slowly, you've got, with a black mamba bite, on average, you should be at a facility that has either got antivenom or a ventilator within an hour. Hour and a half, I would be pushing it. 2 hours, you are, you know, you'll be very advanced in the symptoms. So you'll know about it. And then the last one is a hemotoxin, which is a blood-affecting type of envenomation. And that is just our boomslang and vine snake, foolslang. If that snake gets hold of you, the initial symptoms are continuous bleeding, especially from the site of the bite where he's bitten you. You can put pressure, you can put swabs, you can try and start. It's just going to keep on leaking almost. And it is a slow process of 3 to 4 days where it could eventually be fatal of an internal bleeding type of effect. So it's a blood thinner. Even if you are not sure, the next morning you'll wake up, you'll brush your teeth and your gums will bleed. And, you know, so all these telltale signs will come in eventually. So you'll know, you will read your symptoms and you will know. There's no guessing. It's going to, it will be there. So there is no such thing as a dangerous snake. All right. And there's, have you heard that other saying, the only good snake is a dead snake? That also doesn't exist anymore. We believe at Lowveld Venom Suppliers, the only good snake is a milk snake, obviously. Snakes are nervous. They are extremely nervous creatures. Think of any wild animal out there. They would rather move out your way. They would rather defend themselves than attack. And I'm going to use the black mamba as a great example. They are extremely nervous creatures, skittish, on edge. And so if you frighten them or approach them, they will definitely react to that. If you do not, they will do nothing. So everything comes back to the human's behavior in that situation. You treat a dog the same way. You treat a small baby rhino at Care for Wild the same way. You treat snakes the same way. The way, the respect you show them is a mirror effect of the respect they will show you back. It's as simple as that.